The Regional Acceleration and Mentoring Program, better known as RAMP, now open for business on South Jefferson Street in Roanoke. The first cohort of six small businesses now in place for the next 4 months or so. Samantha Steidel teaches at Virginia Western Community College. She is the RAMP Innovation Officer. Also, Sherry Winesett is a RAMP instructor, and they both join us in studio this morning. And on behalf of Jean Moreno with us, we welcome you. Nice to see you both.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Now, we'll get started with you, Samantha. We have the Grand & Co. Lab and the Chamber Small Business Development Center. How is RAMP different? Are those businesses that are the very initial startup stage, perhaps, or do they have more employees?
Sure. So CoLab is what's called a co-working space, so people co-work together. They work next to each other. This is an actual accelerator, and the purpose of an accelerator is to accelerate the startups that have had a little bit of traction but need a little boost. And the purpose of this is to stimulate tech and life science companies.
Samantha, what was the motivation for RAMP? Was there something missing when you looked at what was available in Roanoke, maybe something that people thought would be more attractive to people coming in that want to start a business? But what was the motivation for RAMP?
Sure. Well, the motivation for RAMP actually stemmed from the Innovation Blueprint, which was an initiative of the Roanoke-Blacksburg Innovation Network. And what they found during that research of business and community leaders is that this was a missing gap. Our community had a co-working space, we had an incubator, but the one thing that we were missing was mentorship, access to capital, and an actual acceleration program.
We're talking with Samantha Steidel and Sherry Winesett from RAMP. And Sherry, one of the things, this is a unique partnership. You've got the city of Roanoke owns the building.
Yes.
Then you have the Roanoke-Blacksburg Technology Council. Their members inviting or offering some mentoring. Then you've got Virginia Western, and you're teaching, I guess, business-type courses and all that, and you're doing lean startup courses. What's that all about? Do a lot of these cohorts, do you suspect that maybe they don't really have really good business chops when it comes down to business plans, things like that?
Well, not necessarily. The lean startup methodology teaches them how to evaluate a business model. So really what they're doing is they're building a hypothesis, and then they're using customer discovery to go out and validate the business model to determine if it's really what the customers want or what the customers will use.
So when you go through this process, and I guess you're a couple months into the first cohort, are you finding, have you shattered the confidence of some of these cohort members, or are they saying, wow, I've got to really rethink what I was doing? I mean, have there been some life-changing moments so far?
We have definitely had some aha moments. And, the course is actually over a six-month period, but it's an 8-week course. And we found that at about 3 or 4 weeks after the third or fourth class, they were having those aha moments when they were actually going out and talking to customers and getting that feedback to validate their model.
I'm just curious, with some of these people, they probably all think they're the smartest person in the room. Is it tough to get some of these cohort members to change what they think their model is? Is that been tough, or do they understand that they're there to get help?
I think it's both. I think, some businesses come in and they're reevaluating the business model, and so they're looking at how to scale up, but it's hard to leave behind those practices that you've been utilizing in your business for so long. But they are open, and, it's a question-based course. So you're really getting them to think and come up with the answers and validate or invalidate their hypothesis.
Mm-hmm. We talk with Samantha Steidel and Sherry Winesett from RAMP. Samantha, you also teach at Western.
I have taught the same
you have
thing,
taught.
Yes.
Okay, right.
I'm not
right.
Currently. Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But you were at the groundbreaking, Western did some groundbreaking for their standalone STEM facility, all their STEM-related classes. Do you see some synergy there, perhaps, with students going through the STEM facility at Western that could possibly wind up migrating to RAMP at some point in the future?
Yes, absolutely. We're trying to figure out the details of how that might work. But there's definitely some potential there. The Dean of STEM, Amy White, is a wonderful supporter. And we're looking at some of the life science companies right now and trying to understand what kind of equipment they might need in a wet lab and how we can help provide that in a way that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you see maybe some of the STEM students at Western being interns with some of the RAMP cohort members down the road?
Yes, I think that we'd all like to see that happen. It's a matter of how and the logistics of making that happen. And making sure it blends with the curriculum that the teachers are currently teaching.
Before I throw it back to Joey for a question, let me ask you, either one of you, about the role of the Roanoke-Blacksburg Technology Council. These are high-tech businesses, various sizes, that are lending their expertise to some of the cohort members. Samantha, how's that going?
We have some of the smartest mentors in town that have, in the region actually, that have built and sold companies of their own. We're very lucky to have the support from the mentors, which actually stemmed from RBTC. Another thing that RBTC brings to the table are networking events. So the opportunity to get together and learn from peers, peer-to-peer learning, is a really important part of the puzzle.
It's amazing what you can learn just when you're at a mixer with somebody or sharing information.
Exactly.
All right, we are delighted to have with us this morning Samantha Steidel and also Sherry Weinsett, both with RAMP. Samantha, the city of Roanoke owns the RAMP building that used to be the old Gill Memorial Hospital. So, Samantha, is this a real collaborative effort? Was something missing when it came to helping new businesses?
Yeah, I think that all the entities, all the founding entities, which are Virginia Western Community College, the City of Roanoke, and the Roanoke-Blacksburg Technology Council, all saw this gap missing. And everyone is putting their all into contributing in a way that makes the most sense.
And we should also mention that there's some state money behind this project. I think there's been, at least you're going on your second grant now from the state, which will help with the next cohort coming in.
So the first state grant that we received was under DHCD, and it helped pay for the education and training the instructors primarily. This next $40,000 grant is going to help with laying the foundation for people to start thinking this way, actually.
There's at least one spinoff from in the first cohort to six businesses, kind of all over the map. One of them is a spinoff from the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Acamol, there you go. They're working on a drug to treat cancer. Is that sort of the vision that you'd like to see even more spinoffs come out of the Virginia Tech Research Institute and wind up at the RAMP in the future?
Yeah, I think that collaboration is really important for our region. Healthcare is one of the main industries for this region, and if we can work together with Virginia Tech Carilion and support them in a way that makes sense, I think that that would be a true win for our region.
Yes.
I mean, what happens? Are they expected to have another place to go when they're done?
They are. So the whole idea is that we accelerate them and then they find their way after that. But we plan to stay in contact with them, and they know they can call any one of us and they'll get the support that they need if they get stuck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sort of like a little baby bird leaving the nest, huh?
That's right.
Maybe you can handle this, Sherry. Can you talk about Demo Day, which is coming on September 11th? And this is basically when your cohort members, there'll be a reception, I guess, and they'll be able to show off what they've been doing so far.
Yeah. So on Demo Day is going to be September 11th at Virginia Western, and they will actually present their business model. There will be a room full of investors. There'll be a room full of mentors, and actually everyone is invited to attend Demo Day. You just have to register to attend at the RAMP site.
Yeah. We're expecting a packed house.
Really?
So RSVPs are very important.
Where's it going to be at Western?
It's going to be in the Whitman Auditorium, the main auditorium right there on the campus.
We've just got about a minute and a half left. I wanted to ask one of you, maybe Samantha, does something like RAMP, will it help attract young professionals to the area? Mm-hmm. You know, I lived in Colorado, in Boulder, which was very attractive to startups. They felt the climate was right. Will something like a RAMP, along with things like CoLab and the Business Development Center, will it help attract young professionals?
Well, the goal here is to create jobs. So if we can create many jobs from even one of these companies could blow up and create jobs, that is what attracts the younger individual. They're looking for jobs right now.
What would you say as far as how do you get into the cohort? We've got about a minute left, but what's the qualification? What would get somebody eligible to go into a cohort?
Okay, so we're working on qualifications for next cohort right now, but if someone's interested in applying, I would suggest that they follow us on Facebook, look on the RAMP Facebook page. You can also find our website, rampRB.tech.
Okay. Samantha Steidel is with the RAMP. She's the RAMP Innovation Officer. Sherry Weinsett is a RAMP instructor. And also want to mention, Sherry's also the new executive director of the Botetourt County Chamber of Commerce. So you came in at a great time.
Thank you.
Okay, and thanks for joining us this morning to talk about RAMP. Have a good day.
Thank you.